Hello, dear viewers. It's time to think about waspy women. I only remember hearing about them a couple of years ago. Well, why are they waspy? W-A-S-P-I. Women against estate pension inequality. It affects about 3.6 million women who were born in the 1950s. And they said they were not properly apprised of the rise in state pension age because women used to retire earlier than men. Women had a retirement age of 60, men of 65. It was equalized, raised to 67 for both sexes. So there's a 28-month delay in the letters being sent out. The Work and Pension Secretary is Liz Kendall, one of Labour's big beasts. She's been an MP for a long time. And she was at school with Jerry Spice Girl in Watford County Grammar School. Despite the word grammar, it's actually a comprehensive school. She read PPE, if I got that right, Philosophy, Politics and Economics at Oxford, was then an aide to a Labour MP, the Blair era, been in Parliament for a long time, not as well known as she deserves to be. But anyway, last year, the Parliamentary Ombudsman, it's March this year, said that the women should get between £1,000 and £2,900 each because of that. Now, the waspy woman had said that this is an insult. Now, the Labour government has refused to give any money at all to the waspy women, despite the recommendation of the Parliamentary Ombudsman. Remember, what the Parliamentary Ombudsman said is just that, it's a recommendation, it's not legally binding. A government is free to implement the recommendation or to go against the recommendation, and indeed they're giving nothing. So the chairwoman of the waspy women is Angela Madden, and she said the government has made an unprecedented political choice and they're going against the recommendations of this independent watchdog. This is indefensible. She said it's completely unjustifiable. And why should we have these parliamentary ombudsmen if ministers can simply go against these decisions? Well, the reason we have them is just that, is to adjudicate and to make a suggestion, because we have parliamentary sovereignty. There is such as the executive authority, and it's usually good to go along with his advice. But ultimately, Parliament is sovereign and not the ombudsman, and Parliament will do what it sees fit, looking at the situation in the round. Okay, they've got to take a holistic view of this and consider public finances, which are very constrained. Now, whose fault is that? To some extent, the Labour government. To some extent, the outgoing Conservative government. And in Labour could do this if it were high enough priority. They could increase taxes. They could break manifesto pledges. Every government does. They could cut spending here or there. They could cut their salaries, cut the number of MPs, cut arts funding, whatever, raise taxes in various areas. It is feasible. And their non-feasance of this recommendation is telling, especially as Labour jumped on the bandwagon of the waspy women for a long time, giving every impression they're going to sort this out. In fairness to Labour, it was not a policy commitment in the manifesto. So not breaking any promise here, but they'd be somewhat hoisted their own petard. And this is the cynicism of politics. I remember a Conservative parliamentary candidate some years ago, shan't say which constituency stood in because I don't wish to identify him. And the local hospital was going to be closed by the then Labour government. And he was campaigning against that. I said, but wait a second. If the Conservatives in office, the Conservatives would close down this hospital too. He said, that's true. And he said, supposing the Tories win this election and get into government, you lot won't reopen this hospital, will you? He said, no, we won't. So why on earth are you campaigning on this? Well, so I know, but I'd be mad not to exploit this issue for all it's worth, considering there's very strong feeling in the constituency about this. So, and that is why it's so, well, what's the other word for cynical? I'm trying to think about this. I can't come up with the right word. So low of people, so disingenuous, that's it. And both parties do it, rather than having the moral decency to say, well, actually, I agree with this unpopular policy. And we think people might have a little bit of respect for him being honest about it and not misleading people and not making promises that he's no intention of keeping, or rather giving people the impression he's going to do something when he's not, and so forth. And just to exploit these issues for maximum partisan electoral advantage. And that's what both parties do. And sadly, a lot of people fall for it. But some of the ire towards the Tories because of the waspy women situation is obviously turning on to Labour, and they feel they've been played for fools. So Liz Kendall said that there was considerable awareness of the pension age, and so sending the letters wouldn't have made any difference about when these women were going to retire. And she said that there's no evidence there was any direct financial loss impliedly there was an indirect financial loss, think of the weasel word direct. So there was no direct financial loss arising from the government's decision. And she said that the government does not believe that paying a flat rate to all of these women, which would cost £10.5 billion, that wouldn't be fair on taxpayers. It wouldn't be a proportionate response. And indeed, it wouldn't, because obviously not taxpayers are screwed up. But imagine if it had to come out of politicians' own pockets or civil servants' own pockets, then that might get their attention. But of course, who would go into politics or the civil service and even lower caliber people that we have at the moment? So the Prime Minister, he says that he's understood them. Okay, right, which means he's not going to do anything. But he says that the taxpayer cannot afford to bear an even heavier burden. Well, he's right on that one. Jeremy Corbyn, when he was Labour leader, he vowed that a Labour government would compensate these women. That was in 2019. So I suppose, they should have elected Labour in 2019 and maybe they would have got what they wanted. So what happened is the 1995 Pensions Act, so they're going to equalise retirement age because there had been sexist, it had been misandrous up until that point. The plan was to raise the qualifying age for women to 65, and the change was going to be phased in from 2010 to 2020. And indeed, once that happened, but the government that came to office in 2010, that was the Liberal Democrat Conservative coalition, they brought that forward, and the 2011 Pension Act, that kicked in 2018, 2 years before it would have kicked in from some of the last few people. So this is a saga that goes way back to 1995. It's difficult to understand the timeline of it. 1995 Pension Act said the state pension age for women from going up from 60 to 65. The Pension Act 2011 sped it up. So the state pension act state pension age came to 63. That was in 2015. 2017 it reached 65, and 2020 it reached 66 for men and women. It's going to be 67 for people my age. So it's going up and up as life expectancy is going up. It's the only thing to do. It's got to go up higher than that, but no politician has the courage to say that. Now, these have been contentious. Women who had born in the 1950s said they were treated unjustly, the changes were too fast, they were not informed of this adequately, they didn't have sufficient time to make adjustments, to earn more money, to delay their retirement, to pare back their spending and so forth. So they were hit very hard by this. Some of them were not aware they would have to wait longer than they anticipated to receive that state pension, and therefore it's caused them psychological harm, it's caused them severe financial difficulties. So the Parliamentary and Health Service Ombudsman suggested that they ought to be compensated, but obviously has no legal authority to enforce this. And that's why the Work and Pensions Secretary said the government would come up with an action plan to deal with some of the problems which have been identified in that report by the Ombudsman, and said that there'll be proper notice of any changes from the state pension age in future. And Angela Rayner and the Prime Minister, when they were in opposition, they posed for photos of these people. They gave every impression they're on their side, they're going to rectify the situation, and they've done nothing in government. So again, it's the depth of cynicism. And the Tories are just as bad, as I pointed out. The Liberal Democrat pension spokesman, he's Steve Darling, that household name, said the women has turned its back on millions of pension-age women who are wrong through no fault of their own. But the Liberal Democrats, having relatively few older voters, are the least likely to do anything about this. Conservatives rely particularly on older voters and used to be more on women voters. You think would be a bit more likely to do so. But the financial situation being what it was, they didn't do anything about it. And then to some extent, it's a Conservative screw up back in 1995 and indeed in 2011. But don't let the Liberal Democrats off the hook, because, of course, they were in the coalition when the latest Pensions Act was passed in 2011. So anyway, 135,000 signatures have been appended to a petition to go to Parliament saying that the compensation ought to be paid. So anyway, Liz Kendall and Sir Keir Starmer, in the old days, they both said the women had suffered injustice. So that's what's happening with these luckless, waspy women. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and then in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.